Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
Fallujah fight, North Korean sanctions. I'm Elliot Francis. Iraqi forces attempting to retake Fallujah have fought off a counterattack by ISIS forces. Pentagon correspondent Barbara Starr.
Iraqi forces are pushing from the south and east. Iranian-backed militias from the north. The UN says there are heavy civilian casualties as ISIS callously uses them for protection.
Those Iraqi forces fought off a four-hour counterattack by ISIS. The White House is condemning North Korea's latest attempted missile launch. More from correspondent Brian Todd.
U.S. sources say the 32-year-old leader tested another medium-range ballistic missile with a range designed to hit America. The test is believed to have failed. The missile apparently flew for 2 to 3 seconds before it exploded, a U.S. defense official tells CNN, and may not have even made it over water.
The White House says sanctions against the North will be strengthened. I'm Elliot Francis. Donald Trump is battling in court over his Trump University real estate seminars. Lawsuits allege the now-defunct university failed to deliver on its promise of education. Respondent Drew Griffin reports.
The playbooks, as they're called, instructed Trump University employees on everything from how to set up a room for a class to selling the program. It shows what these lawsuits have been claiming, that this Trump University was less in the business of education and more in the business of making money, making a sale. And the target customer, they knew exactly who they wanted, male head of household with a net worth of $200,000 a year.
The order to release those documents was granted by a judge last week. A former Oklahoma volunteer sheriff's deputy who said he mistook his handgun for his stun gun when he fatally shot an unarmed, restrained suspect last year has been sentenced to 4 years in prison. 74-year-old Robert Bates, a wealthy insurance executive, received the maximum penalty for fatally shooting Eric Harris. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. If you'll be parking at a metered space in D.C. today, better make sure you got some extra coins. You're going to need them.
Today is the first day for new meter prices in the district. You'll now pay $2.30 an hour in most spots. That is a 75-cent hike. It comes as Metro is getting ready to start a summer of work to fix the system. John Townsend's with the AAA.
It is not adding a single parking space to the inventory. So motorists are being ripped off, and the timing of this is poor. And who can blame motorists if they're really upset about this?
The change is expected to generate millions more dollars for the district in revenue. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A new normal for Metro starts this weekend with the SafeTrack rebuilding plan. And officials say the time to plan for that is now. Jim Dinniger heads the Greater Washington Board of Trade.
We're very concerned that without a plan, people are going to be absolutely stunned by how far-reaching these closures are, the single tracking, the overall SafeTrack work.
And Dinniger tells WMAL employers need to work with their employees to figure out alternatives.
Maybe help underwrite some of the costs. Maybe give some flexibility as it relates to time. Maybe work policies need to be a bit more flexible.
Dinniger says many people still think this will be a small disruption, but he says it's not. Maryland Congressman Andy Harris is encouraging local school systems to defy the Obama administration. Harris has sent letters to school systems in his district urging them to ignore the administration's recent guidance on the requirement to allow transgender students to use the bathroom of their choice. Harris says the administration, quote, would not have the last word on this issue. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,787, the NASDAQ at 49,48. Sports 3 in a row for the Nats as they beat the Phillies again. The O's lose to the Red Sox again. WNBA, the Mystics host Chicago tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04 up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Trinoxid is an option that is completely private and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their high prices and insurance limitations. After years of studies, Trinoxid has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA-approved labs and packed with 17 highly potent and powerful ingredients, including the breakthrough all-natural compound ZMA-2000. Trinoxid is protected by two U.S. patents. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and our secret weapon by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now to find out how to get your free supply of Trinoxid before it runs out. Call 800-971-6763. That's 800-971-6763. Call now and we'll also give you our enhancement cream free as our gift to you. Call 800-971-6763. 1-800-971-6763.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And it's some lingering construction just wrapping it up around the Beltway, Maryland, heading Interloop, leaving Bethesda into Silver Spring as you pass Connecticut Avenue. Still some of those cones set up in the far right lane. Not any delays at this early hour, but definitely something to watch for. Also the construction, they were picking the last of that up on Virginia's 95 northbound as you head north of Stafford toward Aquia and 610. And again in Lorton, you should find, looks like lanes are now open in that Lorton stretch. 395, good. Leaving the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Quiet start. Bridges heading in and out of town. No problems at the Key Bridge. George Washington Parkway, Baltimore Washington Parkway runs incident free. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
86 this afternoon. Warm this morning. Most of us starting at or above 70 with a mix of cloud and clear sky. Through the day, we'll have a stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Some clouds tonight, 66. Tomorrow, down to 82. Once again, just a passing shower, possibly a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Stafford, 63 in Olney, 70 degrees in Washington. Cincinnati police are now investigating the parents of the boy who wound up in a gorilla enclosure at the zoo. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Well, good morning, everybody. It is now 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up a little bit later, we're going to be talking to a primate expert. That's right. Harambe the gorilla is still a story. People still talking about it, so we'll talk to a gorilla expert at 7:05. 7:35, KT McFarland will join us. And then at 8:35, David Bartosko with the Daily Mail on that wild and woolly press conference involving Donald Trump, in which it was a case of beat the press yesterday. That's coming up at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And let's talk a little bit about the future of the Republican Party as Republican establishment figures here in Washington, D.C. are still sort of wrestling with the idea that Donald Trump is the standard bearer for the mighty GOP. Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell, Senator of Kentucky, Majority Leader of the U.S. Senate, appeared in an interview yesterday, and he said point blank, no, Donald Trump will not change the Republican Party. So I ask you, and I'll let you hear it from the leader's own mouth there for a moment, but I ask you, is that okay? Are you okay with Republican establishment figures saying, listen, Trump may be the nominee, but he's not going to change our party. He's not going to fundamentally change who we are or what we believe. He's, you know, a passing fad. It's fine. We'll support him. But no, the party remains the same. Excuse me. Should the party change to accommodate some of the rather new ideas that Donald Trump is bringing to the table? Or should Donald Trump conform to the Republican Party? That's the question. Give us a call, 888-630-WMAL. Here's Mitch McConnell.
But he's not going to change the Republican Party. You know, we've had nominees before who were not deeply into Republican politics and philosophy. Think of Eisenhower, for example. But Trump is not going to change the institution. He's not going to change the basic philosophy of the party.
Not going to change the basic philosophy of the party or the institution. I mean, after all, look at Eisenhower. Only Mitch McConnell could say, yeah, you know, I mean, Jesus, just like yesterday we had a nominee that was, oh, yeah, that's right. It was Eisenhower, 1952. That was a while ago there, Mitch. Anyway, what do you think? Should the Republican Party conform to Donald Trump, or should Donald Trump conform to the Republican Party, or is it okay to have a nominee that is at odds with the party at large? 888-630-9625. Your turn to chime in on this. 888-630-WMAL. Here's the thing, Brian. Mitch McConnell is not the Republican Party. Neither is Paul Ryan. Neither are various people here in town who like to speak on behalf of the Republican Party. You know who the Republican Party is. The Republican Party are the voters who register and identify as Republicans. And I think the voters have a say in the direction of the party, don't they? And I think the voters have had their say. And I think that there are some fundamental things that the Republican Party has either not stood for or claimed they've stood for and not done that Donald Trump has been able to give voice to. And I think that the people like Mitch McConnell need to say things like, Donald Trump is our nominee, and we are following our nominee, and we will gladly support our nominee, period. Full stop, end of discussion, not having these navel-gazing discussions about the future of the party, because Mitch McConnell doesn't speak for the party. Otherwise, he'd be the nominee. That's what I think. What do you think, 888-630-WMAO?
Well, I think that Mitch McConnell, who I, by the way, I mean, I know a lot of people in the conservative movement, true conservatives, hard-line conservatives, don't like Mitch McConnell. I've always found him to be an adult in the room most of the time, but I think he's missing the point here. I think he's really, really missing the point here. And that is that what this whole campaign is trying to tell people in Washington is, we don't like the way you've been operating. You don't quite get what's going on out here in America. You've lost touch with real people out here. You and your cushy jobs there in Washington inside the Beltway, you don't understand what it is out here. You don't understand what we're going through. You've lost your way. And by saying things like this, it would appear to me that Mitch McConnell hasn't quite gotten that message, and that is the message of Donald Trump. That is why we have a Donald Trump who is doing so well, and why he became the nominee, or will become the nominee of the Republican Party. He gets it. He understands it. He apparently it's improbable as it seems, a billionaire has connected with the American people in a way that politicians have not connected in a while. And so I think the Republican Party is changing, and I think that people like Mitch McConnell need to understand the fundamental reason why it is changing. And it's changing because people are fed up with the way Washington has been running the place. And look, it's baffling to me that Mitch McConnell, who I think is a pretty smart guy, hasn't quite picked up on that lesson.
Well, I mean, do you think it's because he has a vested interest in holding a firm here? Because if the party changes, well, maybe he'll lose his power. Maybe he'll lose his influence.
No, that could be. But you know what I really think it is? I think that when you get to be in Washington, and you've been in Washington as long as Mitch McConnell has and a lot of other people have been, you just lose sight. You don't have any real understanding of what average, everyday working people are going through. You know, one of the things I've always tried to do, even though I've been in Washington 30 years, I've tried to not be of Washington, and I try to stay in touch with people around the country and really, really work hard to know what's going on. But when you get in Washington, you start worrying about, well, I got to get reelected, I got to raise money, I have to, you know, the people who have money are the people who want things done before Congress, who have lobbyists, and you just get absorbed in the world, and you lose sort of any kind of sense of where Americans, real everyday Americans, are. People who get up early in the morning and take the kids to school and then have to, you know, go to work and have to work two jobs and overtime. You just lose some sense of what it's like to be out there on a day-to-day basis. And that's what Americans are telling this country right now through their support of Donald Trump. And I would say to some degree, with their support of Bernie Sanders, that they are fed up with the status quo. They don't want it anymore, and they want to see a change. Mitch McConnell, being a smart man, should be able to pick up on that and understand that, you know what, maybe there needs to be some changes to the way the Republican Party operates. Maybe we need to go back to actually adhering to the things that conservatives say they believe.
Michael in Marlboro, you're first up on WMAL. What do you make of this little inter-party squabble?
Well, in all this, there's a quote by, I think it's Dryden, that sums it right up, and that would be Mitch McConnell is the reasonable man, Donald Trump is the unreasonable man. And the quote goes, the reasonable man conforms to the world around him. while the unreasonable man conforms the world around him to himself. All progress is dependent on the unreasonable man. We go nowhere by just simply conforming to those around us. The only progress that's made is by conforming those around us to ourselves.
That's
what Donald Trump's done his whole life.
What if the change and the conforming that is going to take place is in fundamental contradiction to what people like Mitch McConnell and other Republicans have stood for and believed for decades?
Don't go the way of the dodo bird. I mean, the Tea Party movement did get some teeth. It slowed down because, of course, they ran into considerable resistance. But they'll see it at the ballot box.
All right, Michael.
We're going to get rid of them.
Got it. Thank you very much. We want to hear more from you. 888-630-9625. Do you agree with Mitch McConnell?
But he's not going to change the Republican Party.
Is the Republican Party going to stay right where it is and just sort of deal with this passing fad of Donald Trump? Or should the Republican Party change, and will it be changed by the Trump candidacy from this point forward? 888-630-WMAL. It's 5:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Whitten will never change. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
No, but you know what is changing? The road construction from overnight, they're picking it up. Looks like everything cleared. North on 95 as you head past 610 in Aquia. A little bit of volume, though. In Lorton, you should find lanes open as well. Now, on the inner loop of the Beltway in Montgomery County at Connecticut Avenue, they had the cones setting up, blocking the two right lanes. They're down to just picking up the last of them in the far right lane, and no delay. So if you're coming out of Bethesda past Connecticut Avenue, just keep alert for those work crews around that curve before you get to Georgia Avenue. Really, that's the biggest items going on right now. 270s looking good. Oh, Fairfax Police, they are responding to a crash in Chantilly on 50, right as you come up to 28. So do watch in that vicinity of that intersection. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun today with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. High of 86 degrees. Tonight, a few clouds, but mostly clear overnight with a low of 66. And then tomorrow, we'll have a mix of clouds and sun in the morning. Clouds later in the day and a stray shower or thunderstorm possible tomorrow, too. 82 degrees tomorrow. Right now, it's 70 degrees at 5:16 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
And I'm comfortable voting for him because on the big things that I think have the greatest impact on the future of the country, at the top of the list, the Supreme Court, I think he'll be just fine.
That was Mitch McConnell at the end of his remarks there about Donald Trump saying, hey, you know, listen, on the big things, he's going to be fine. I have no problem voting for him. But he began the whole thing by talking about not Donald Trump's vision and influence potentially as president of the United States of America. No, more about his tension and possible harmony with the Republican Party as we know it. And he said,
but he's not going to change the Republican Party.
Well, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Should the party change? Or are you on board with McConnell saying, sure, you know, the party has been around a lot longer than Donald Trump and there's no reason for it to change? How about Norton and Woodbridge? Norton, you're on WMAL.
Hey, Norton, good morning.
Good morning. The only standard to which the legislative and executive branches should be sworn to uphold is the Constitution of the United States. Very little mention is being made of the U.S. Constitution. And if the Republican Party and then the Democratic Party are to be equated with the government, then the words of Thomas Jefferson should apply, as he said in the U.S. Constitution, that if any form of government is inimical or opposes the basic premises of the U.S. of the freedoms and liberties of the people, which also is in the U.S. Constitution, then it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it.
Okay.
And it's a new government, and that's what Donald Trump is trying to do. He is trying to institute a new plan for the restoration of the republic.
Okay, well, Norton, I respect all the discussion of the Constitution and our founders, but here's the trouble I have with us in 2016 having debates about the founders. Back in the middle of George Washington's first term, the first presidency of this new Constitution, There was a debate between the two factions within his own cabinet about which faction was adhering to the Constitution. On one side, you had Thomas Jefferson and James Madison saying that what Alexander Hamilton wanted to do with his new financial scheme was not constitutional. On the other hand, you had Hamilton, who was at the Constitutional Convention, and George Washington, who was the president of the Constitutional Convention, saying, yes, okay, it is constitutional. So the people who actually wrote the Constitution were debating in the very first term about what was constitutional. So, I mean, this is a debate that goes on forever. That's why we have multiple parties in our country.
Well, let me point out something. That Thomas Jefferson was opposed to political parties. There were several of our founding fathers that was opposed.
Okay, so was George Washington.
For this very basic reason. And the basic reason is that the purpose of the U.S. Constitution is to limit government.
Okay, but Norton, Thomas Jefferson...
to expand government.
Thomas, I'm sorry, you can have your opinion, but you can't have your facts. Thomas Jefferson may have said he opposed political parties, but he's the one who broke from the Federalist and created a new political party called the Democratic Republicans of the South. So, I mean, I'm sorry, Norton, he may have said he opposed it, but he's the one who actually began the factionization within Washington's own cabinet. And then he quit so he could run for president himself under a different political party. Listen, we have parties, and just because we're having a debate about where the party should go doesn't mean we're being extra-constitutional or outside of the Constitution. No. We have two different parties who interpret the Constitution in two different ways.
And to the larger point here is that I think that the way the Constitution is being interpreted and the way government is being run has lost its way. And that's what I think this is all about, and I think that's why, you know, Mitch McConnell needs to learn that lesson. I don't think he's, you know, this is very baffling because he's not a dumb man. He's pretty sharp when it comes to figuring out what's going on.
You keep saying
but he's
that.
Not picking up on the right signals.
Yeah, you keep saying how smart he is.
Well, I mean, I've been around
he
him.
He may not
I've
be talked politically astute.
I know him. I don't consider him a close friend, but I've been around him quite a bit. I covered, you know, Congress for a number of years, and I always found him to be a pretty sharp fellow.
Stephen,
he's missing this lesson.
Stephen Maryland,
this lesson.
Stephen,
what to,
okay. Stephen Maryland thinks he's being pretty smart. Let's go let him come in here because maybe he's got something here. Steve, what do you think? You're on WMAL.
Hey guys, thanks. Listen to you every day. Look, McConnell, you give him all the credit for being smart and shrewd and everything else, and he does one thing, and you want to drop him like a hot potato. Bottom line is, he knows what he has to do to keep control of the Senate, give the Republicans cover, and make sure they retain control of the Senate, no matter what, whether people like Trump or not. He wants to make sure that they can still get their candidates in there and the Republicans maintain control. That's my two cents.
So this whole thing here is just him making sure that the other Republicans who are running down ticket, possibly in states that aren't quite so Trump-friendly, have some cover here. They're saying, don't worry, we're still the same old Republican Party. Don't worry about that. Keep voting
for us. There might be some of that, sure.
They got some place to run to now.
All right, Steve, thank you for that. That may be it. That's why we're having the conversation. By the way, I didn't get to thank Norton and Woodbridge. It's always good to have a history and constitutional debate at 5:20 in the morning. I love that. This is what makes WMAL so fun.
But he's not going to change the Republican Party.
We'll continue with your calls in a moment. It's 5:22.
Spring. A time when all of nature's creatures come to life. But wait, what's that? A pothole? And another? Don't wave the white flag just yet. For a suspension that rides as good as new, get tried and true shocks and struts from Monroe at your neighborhood Advance Auto Parts. And get them even faster when you order online and pick them up in store. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage. Also available at participating CarQuest Auto Parts. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
You know, summer vacation season is here. Is your home protected while you're away? And by the way, how much are you paying for that security monitoring service? Is it $30, $40, $50 a month? You're paying too much if that's the case. Call Ackerman Security Systems, and you will get monitoring for just starting at $19.95 a month. That covers burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide monitoring. And Ackerman can switch your existing service for free. You can start saving today. And by the way, if you switch in the month of June, you can get up to, and by the way, this is June 1st. How about that? June 1st. You'll get up to 3 months of monitoring free. With over 40 years experience, you can trust professionals at Ackerman. They are the only company with a guaranteed response time at Ackerman Security is all they do, and they do it better than anyone else. And if technology is your thing, if you want the bells and whistles, you want to see what's going on at your house on your smartphone when you're not there, it's just a few dollars more. So call Ackerman Security now. Protect your home and family. Make the switch in June. Get up to 3 months of monitoring free. Here's the number, 888-999-1070, online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Let's face it, no one loves mosquitoes. After all, they suck all the fun out of spending family time outside. But now you can get even by creating a mosquito no-fly zone around your home with the help of your friends from Terminix. Our expert mosquito service delivers more than a barrier or repellent. We'll reduce mosquito populations in treated areas by more than 90% in 2 to 3 weeks. Plus, we come back every 4 weeks to keep them down. For a free mosquito estimate and an effective solution, call Terminix now at 1-800-700-8926. Long, warm, sunny days are returning, but so is mosquito season. So take control of your yard with a mosquito no-fly zone from Terminix. Terminix Mosquito Service uses a natural active ingredient that kills mosquitoes, but is safe around people, pets, and food. It's your home, not theirs. Call Terminix today for a free mosquito estimate and an effective solution at 1-800-700-8926. That's 1-800-700-8926.
The Novak team hits the home field to score big with energy savings. Carolyn Bob set up for a hit with power bill savings. Bob readies a power strip to turn off items when not in use. Carol signals Bob to use an LED light bulb. Bob gives the nod. The energy-efficient LED is put into play. Oh, wait, there's a runner on the move, turning the power strip off. The Novec team has hit energy savings out of the park. Novec, your not-for-profit electric cooperative, providing winning ways to save.
525, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Ooh, looking good. 66, oh, Larry, that is. And from the west, out of Gainesville, Manassas, and up through to the Beltway. Incident-free, up at speed. Great time to get going through Falls Church into the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Fairfax Police on the scene of a crash in Chantilly on Route 50. If you're heading in the westbound direction, 50, as you come up to Centerville Road, watch for their direction to get you by. If you're coming inbound 50 past 28 towards Centerville Road, your lanes are open, but a little bit of a distraction. No troubles on 95, a little bit of volume in Stafford toward Aquia, again in Woodbridge, and Beltway. Lanes are open, Virginia and in Maryland, 270 without early troubles reported between Frederick and the Capitol Beltway. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
There will not be much rainfall around as we head on through today and even tomorrow. We may back temperatures down a little bit, though, by tomorrow afternoon. 86 this afternoon, warm this morning, most of us starting at or above 70 with a mix of cloud and clear sky. Through the day, we'll have a stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Some clouds tonight, 66. Tomorrow, down to 82. Once again, just a passing shower, possibly a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 degrees in the nation's capital at 527.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
But he's not going to change the Republican Party.
Mitch McConnell saying Donald Trump will not change the Republican Party. Are you okay with that? Or should the party change? Chris and Laurel, you're on WMAL. Go, Chris. Chris, you got your radio on. Let's go to Joe in the district. Joe, you're on WMAL. Hey, Joe.
Hey, come on. How you guys doing?
Good. What do you think?
Well, it's pretty basic. Trump says either get on the bus or get off the bus.
Mm-hmm.
He told the governor of Mexico, hey, you don't like me? I don't like you. I don't care. I'm working for the people. Either get on the bus or get off. It's very basic. What do you want to do? He's going to be president. What are you going to do? Not like him? Okay, don't like him. He's got an agenda. He's going to move it forward. The people are going to vote for him. So either get on the bus or get off the bus.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Joe, are you a bus driver?
I was one.
It's 528 on WMAL.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has over 36 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth in a single pain-free visit with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and changes the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging. Dental implant treatments are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. Smile big. Eat what you want. I can perform this latest dental implant treatment in a single pain-free visit. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our Alexandria practice. Call today at 877-394-4511, 877-394-4511, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
The first annual Acquire Show, June 8th and 9th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Free to all government. A super training conference with thought leadership. Resources for all federal employees to create, manage, and run successful programs. Visionary keynotes, Gabby Giffords and Mark Kelly. Renowned authors at FCW Live. Tech enthusiasts, Happy Fed clinics, hundreds of expo solution providers, and more. Register now at acquireshow.com. Training solutions start here. Acquireshow.com.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Coming up right here on our little old WMAL, we got a question for you. Are you spending too much time taking out your camera and capturing a video of what's going on in your life rather than just experiencing it? Well, the singer Adele happens to think that's the case, and she had some choice words for someone in her audience who was doing just that. We'll play it for you, and we'll talk to you. Are we setting our camera up there to experience life instead of experiencing it firsthand? That's the question after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump will be in California today after yesterday's fiery New York news conference, during which Trump spent most of his time blasting the assembled reporters.
Trump lashed out at the news media for asking questions about his fundraising efforts, which generated $5.6 million for charity organizations that assist veterans. Trump said the scrutiny was another example of the media trying to derail his campaign.
The press should be ashamed of themselves. And on behalf of the vets, the press should be ashamed of themselves. They are calling me and they are furious.
The presumptive GOP nominee also took questions about Trump University, a real estate school he founded that is now embroiled in a legal battle facing accusations of defrauding students.
Correspondent Jim Acosta. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, is looking to the next primaries.
The Clinton campaign is feeling pretty good about New Jersey. California is a tighter race, but her campaign thinks she's leading there too. They are, though, emphasizing that she doesn't need to win California or even New Jersey to be the nominee. But make no mistake, the campaign knows it's very important that she projects strength going into the general election.
Correspondent Brianna Keeler. The price of parking at a meter in D.C. has gone up starting today, and AAA's John Townsend is among those who's not happy.
The timing of this is poor. With what's happening with the Metro, it's going to become more expensive to commute across the town.
Parking meter rates are going up by anywhere from 30 cents an hour to as much as $1.55 an hour. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,787. The Nasdaq at 49,48. Sports: the Nationals stretch their lead in the NL East to two games with another win in Philadelphia. The Red Sox beat the Orioles again. WNBA: the Mystics take on the Chicago Sky tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
25 years ago, a woman from Chicago found herself single when her engagement was abruptly called off. She began the search to meet normal, well-educated professionals like herself. Her friends set her up on blind dates. She tried the bar scene and contemplated online dating, but she wasn't comfortable with any of those options. The ideal date, she decided, was a lunch date or a drink after work, a fun, laid-back, stress-free way to meet other professional singles. Thus, It's Just Lunch was founded, and the rest is history. Dating can be simple and worry-free. Besides, it's just lunch. Or a drink after work. To celebrate 25 years of worry-free dates, It's Just Lunch has a special offer for you during the month of June. You have nothing to lose except your single life. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and start dating tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Carl Daikeler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new way you can start losing weight for free right now. You've probably seen our workout DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. We just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. So while we're testing out this new digital video service, I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. That means you can lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds without paying a dime. Text the word trial to 303030, and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, or any of over 400 workouts for free. Now here's the catch. In return, all I ask is you let us know what you think of the service so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Just text trial to 303030 and get started for free right now. Again, text trial to 303030.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day free trial. Cancel anytime.
The Novak team hits the home field to score big with energy savings. Carolyn Bob set up for a hit with power bill savings. Bob readies a power strip to turn off items when not in use. Carol signals Bob to use an LED light bulb. Bob gives the nod. The energy efficient LED is put into play. Oh wait, there's a runner on the move, turning the power strip off. The Novak team has hit energy savings out of the park. Novak, your not-for-profit electric cooperative, providing winning ways to save.
Want to gain some time back into your life? Let Molly Maid give your home a thorough cleaning. Use the hours you spend cleaning on something else. Molly Maid is offering $20 off the first two cleanings for our WMAL listeners. Contact our Molly Maid friends in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fauquier, and Fredericksburg counties. Schedule a free in-home estimate. Visit WMAL.com/Molly Maid. Molly Maid, a clean you can trust.
5:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And just starting off with a little bit of volume on 270 out of Frederick as you head past the Monocacy toward Route 80, again past the intersection 109 or past the exit for 109 and around the Beltway. Good. Bethesda, Silver Spring, and the entire Maryland and Virginia Beltway currently incident-free. Heading in through town, DC 295 as you come off of both 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Lanes open at southbound toward the 11th Street Bridge. Freeway lanes reported open. 95 Virginia. It's just been about the volume. Overnight construction's wrapped up. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking Wednesday. Thursday doesn't look too bad either. A couple of days here where we'll run an isolated shower or thunder shower through town. Tough to say when and where, but most likely in the afternoon. Today's high up to 86. Tomorrow, 82 degrees. Overnight lows will be down into the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Manassas, 64 in Germantown, 70 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It's 5:36 on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 7:05, Maria Mayer. She is a gorilla expert. We'll talk about Harambe, whether there is, in fact, some sort of observable behavior in those videos that suggests that maybe that gorilla didn't mean any harm to the little boy in Cincinnati. She'll talk about that. At 7:35, KT McFarland will join us. Hey, North Korea has just endorsed Donald Trump for president. I'm serious. I'll talk to KT about that. And at 8:35, David Martosko from the Daily Mail. He was one of those reporters in the room with Donald Trump yesterday during that amazing press conference where the press got, well, got what they deserved. We'll talk to David at 8:35. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Hello from the other side.
Of course, that is the distinctive voice of Adele. And look, she's the hugest thing in music right now. There's nobody that can touch her. She's shattering records. In the whole music industry right now, it's all about Adele. And she's traveling and doing concerts around the world right now. This past Sunday, she was in Italy, and she's doing a concert. And someone in the front row picks up a tripod and puts the camera on the tripod and starts to record one of her numbers. And right in the middle of everything, right in the middle of the concert, she stops. The music comes to a halt, and she addresses this person down in the audience and asks her to stop videotaping the show. Listen.
I want to
tell that lady as well, can you stop filming me with a video camera? Because I'm really here in real life. You can enjoy it in real life. Can you take your tripod down? This is a DVD. This is a film show. And I'd really like you to enjoy my show because there's lots of people outside that couldn't come in.
I mean, this was taken in the middle of the arena by another camera, ironically, that was rolling.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody's phone camera that's rolling. But her point was, this is not a DVD. This is real. And there are a lot of people outside who couldn't even get in, who would love to be here. And all you're doing is focusing on your technology and your camera and trying to videotape when you could just be enjoying the performance. Set aside for a moment that she probably has some concerns about her performances being recorded and played out on social media, because that hurts album sales and DVD sales and things like that, and it is her intellectual property. Set that aside for a moment. Does she have a larger point here? Are we spending so much time trying to capture things on our cell phone cameras or on our cameras that we're not living the experiences anymore? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. You know, this came home to me when the Pope was visiting in Washington, and I was watching a scene outside the Papal Nuncio on Massachusetts Avenue, and the Pope was coming out to meet with people, and everybody was so focused on making sure they got their selfie with the Pope or that they got videotape or a picture of the Pope that they really weren't paying attention to the Pope. I mean, here you have this wonderful opportunity to interact with one of the great spiritual leaders of our time, and you're focused on getting the picture. And I just stopped and I thought, there's, you know, I wonder how often I do that. That in order to commemorate or to memorialize some event that I'm involved in, am I focusing more on the camera than I am on actually just absorbing the moment so that I can relive it in my mind over and over? Do I want at the end of the day to not remember everything about that situation, about that moment that I could have experienced in real life, but I was just focused on the camera? Yeah, I think this is a problem. And I think it's a problem for a lot of people, and I would not be surprised, if in retrospect, when we all go back and look at these sort of pictures that we look at in our scrapbook or in our, I guess, are now on a hard drive, whether or not we will regret the fact that we didn't truly stop to enjoy the moment. But that's just me. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. Do you find that you're spending so much time with the camera that you're missing the moment?
It's interesting. I actually have the opposite problem. I was chastised by my children's mother for not capturing enough moments on video. I remember I went to an event. I can't even remember what the event was with my little children once, and my kids were part of the event. I think it was some sort of stage performance or something. And my ex-wife couldn't go, and she yelled at me for not getting video of it afterwards. She was really upset, and I was like,
"Where was the video?"
Yeah, she said, "Did you take video?" I said, "No, I was watching it. I was watching it. I wasn't going to, you know, suddenly be the cameraman." You mentioned the Pope thing. It's remarkable to me that everybody is so hell-bent on getting their own video image of that moment. When, if you look at the, if you, you know, when the news cameras zoom out and you see everybody in the crowd with their cell phones held up capturing the moment, you realize that everyone there is capturing the exact same moment, so it's no longer special. But there seems to be this competition due to social media to race to be first to get it on Instagram or on Facebook or on Twitter to say that you were there and here, this is what I saw through the lens of my video camera. And I guess I get that, and I think that that's what people are doing. Isn't it possible to actually enjoy the moment personally, firsthand, and also captured on video? I mean, I don't understand why the two are mutually exclusive.
Well, I'll tell you, in my own experience, I had an experience where my daughter won an award. And as they were beginning to announce the award, I started to get very excited because, you know, you're a proud dad and you're excited. And and my first instinct was grab the camera and get it turned on real quick and get it so I can actually, you know, videotape the moment when she gets this award. And I guess in the focus on getting the camera and getting to the right place and turning on the camera and turning on the video and making all the adjustments to the phone, by the time I did all that, the moment was sort of over.
Oh.
And I regret that I did that now. I really do regret. I mean, I couldn't be more proud of her, but I really regret that I was wasting time messing with technology when I could have been absorbing the moment.
It's 5:43. Lesson here, Brian? Get a simpler camera.
Yeah, maybe
just
that's
pull
it.
Out your phone. It's 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military.
Air Force Major General Mark Welsh has selected At All Costs, a biography written by an Air Force reservist, for inclusion on the 2016 Chief of Staff reading list. The biography is where Matt Proietti tells the life and death story of Medal of Honor recipient, Air Force Chief Master Sergeant Richard Etchberger. It's Proietti's first book and has a narrative fit for Hollywood. You can find the full story by visiting WMAL.com/today's.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Some problems here on 66, Larry. It's a crash. Eastbound 66 as you pass 123 heading up toward the Beltway. And I'm looking at it. It looks like it's right in the center of the road. One lane to the left getting by. They're able to get two lanes to the right by. But not much fire and rescue response at the scene. They're on their way, so keep alert if you're heading eastbound 66, just past 50, heading toward 123 for this accident. Once you get onto the Beltway, if you're heading either direction, heading in through Tyson's or through Annandale, Beltway lanes are open. No problems on the Maryland Beltway. Here we come out of Annapolis and Bowie in great shape on 50. It's inside the Beltway. We get that early volume heading through Chevrolet, heading to DC 295, but nothing reported along the way. On Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, good out of Upper Marlboro, heading up through to the Beltway. 210 with lanes open to the Beltway as well. And for 270, pockets of delays out of Frederick and pushing past Hyattstown. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking Wednesday. Thursday doesn't look too bad either. A couple of days here where we'll run an isolated shower or thunder shower through town. Tough to say when and where, but most likely in the afternoon. Today's high up to 86. Tomorrow, 82 degrees. Overnight lows will be down into the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 70 degrees at 5:47.
This is Jamie Witten. If you have any dental fear or just need a great, caring dentist, contact Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
So are you actively working with other people around town to try to recruit or enlist somebody to run a third-party campaign? And are you also working with any potential campaign fundraising type organizations or people who could actually fund a third-party campaign?
I'm trying to. I mean, working is a little bit, working is, I guess, the term you could use.
There you go. Bill Kristol, right here on Mornings on the Mall, just about 3 weeks ago, Brian Wilson, making news saying that he was, in fact, working to try to find an independent candidate, an alternative to Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. In fact, he laid out his case quite clearly to the both of us, and it made a heck of a lot of news at the time.
I feel like we should do better than Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. I think the Lord would reward us if we tried hard to find a better president for the country than one of those two people.
The Lord would reward us if we found a better option than those two people. Bill Kristol, Weekly Standard. Well, he continues to talk about this. In fact, famously that week, he actually spoke with Mitt Romney, and apparently there were some pretty major discussions, but Mitt Romney said, nope, not going to happen, not going to do it, no way, no how, no siree, wouldn't be prudent not at this time. And over the weekend, you'll remember we talked about the fact that he had said, Bill Kristol on Twitter had said, don't forget, we've got an independent candidate, a strong, viable option to Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. So it looks as though...
Well, he said it was an impressive person.
Yes.
A strong team who had a real chance.
Well, it apparently... Now, this is not official, but people in town are now talking about who they think is possibly the person that Bill Kristol is talking about. And, well, his name is David French. He is a writer for National Review. He is an Iraq War veteran. And he's a really smart guy, and he writes really great columns at National Review.
Yes, absolutely.
Hardly a household name, though. If you ask people who's David French, I doubt that they would say, "Oh, that guy." You know, in fact, he's probably not even the most famous columnist at National Review. He's no Rich Lowry. He's no Jonah Goldberg.
Right.
He's not even a Jim Garrity. but he's a smart guy.
What's your larger point?
I like him. Here's my issue. And apparently, you know, David French, Mitt Romney came out yesterday, said, I know David French to be an honorable, intelligent, and patriotic person. I look forward to following what he has to say. Came short of an endorsement, of course.
Yeah.
David French, for his part, took to Twitter last night talking about how he was humbled by the support, but he didn't make any announcement.
Didn't make any announcement.
Really?
Well, hold on.
This is who we're talking about?
Where's the strong team? Where's the real chance for the guy that has zero name ID?
Zero.
Zero.
Yeah, I know. And I don't see how David French gets himself on the ballot in all 50 states. He doesn't have a party he's working within.
No.
Could it be somebody else? Is this just a red herring?
I'm wondering if... apparently Bill Kristol has said, you know, look, you know, people should get to know this guy, but he hasn't come out and said that this is the guy. No announcement has been made, so it's still sort of a mystery whether or not this is the guy or not.
Now, the cynic in me would just say, well, Bill Kristol's just trying to drive traffic over to David French's columns at National
Review.
Maybe
that's it.
But that makes no sense either, because he's the editor of Weekly Standard, a competitor to National Review.
Right.
He's not even
that.
Picking one of his own columnists.
Yeah, that's...
For crying out loud, Bill Kristol, what about Fred Barnes?
Mort Kondracki for president.
Well, I don't think Mort's a Weekly Standard. I'm just trying to keep it within Bill's, wheelhouse there.
Yeah, I was just thinking Beltway Boys. Beltway Boys, one could be the president, one could be the vice president. Bring them back.
I think the only viable third-party option is this man right here, Rush Limbaugh. And no, he's not going to run.
Remember 2008? Students all over America jumped on the Obama bandwagon of hope and change. Well, over the weekend, the New York Times revealed the changes that students got for their votes. City University of New York, the largest urban university in the country, 45,000 employees, over 250,000 students. Since the 08 recession, the state, run by Democrats, has really cut funding. Tuition has, though, jumped over 30%. At the 24 schools in the university system, things have changed all right for the worse. At some campuses, leaky ceilings present an obstacle course when it rains. Bathrooms run out of toilet paper. Students are afraid to plug their laptops into outlets because they short out. Rodents and insects infest many of the campuses. Not talking about the faculty here. One professor had to interrupt his lecture to stomp a swarm of huge water bugs, which are basically monster roaches. Again, not talking about the faculty. Real bugs here. And that's just scratching the surface. The staff is stuffed with overpriced administrators, while the unions threaten to strike because employees have not had a raise in 6 years. Whole system is collapsing despite millions spent on it. Now, while all this happened, Obama, the hope and change messiah of college kids, has been in the White House. And his fellow Democrats have been running New York. And they've run their prize university into the ground. It's just a liberal hot mess. And yet they escape all accountability for it.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, founder and owner of Blindster.com.
At Blinds.com, we offer custom-made blinds, handcrafted and delivered to your door in about 2 weeks. Oftentimes at a lower price than blinds sold at home improvement warehouses. Available in a wide variety of styles and colors, our blinds are expertly crafted exactly to your specifications. And we guarantee your blinds will fit or we'll replace them for free, even if you make a mistake when measuring or ordering. At Blindster, we are passionate about both the quality of our products and the satisfaction of our customers. Most of our products are backed by a limited lifetime warranty. And if you need help, our team of friendly and knowledgeable window covering experts is ready to assist you every step of the way. Please give us a chance to earn your business.
Visit Blindster.com today and check out our new faux wood plantation shutters. And for a limited time only, all Rush listeners will receive 30% off any order. Just enter code RUSH at checkout. Blindster.com. That's BLINDSTER.com. Blindster.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a guy over 40 and you want to stay on top of your game, try a sample bottle of GNC's top-selling, award-winning Nugenix. Listen, if you're experiencing lower sex drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting formula. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting BOOST to 99000. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increase his libido. Enjoy more passion, higher sex drive, improved performance. Be more the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. You want to stay on top of your game, don't you? Then try top-selling, award-winning Nugenix and feel like the best man you can be. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BOOST to 99000. Again, text B-O-O-S-T to 99000.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
555 now WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 eastbound. The crash before the Beltway as you approach 123. Stay to the right to get by. It's a bit of a changing lane situation as I'm watching fire and rescue police at the scene. They're trying now to confine everything to that far left lane and moving some of the vehicles around. So 66, extra patience needed as you pass 50, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Delays beginning almost back at the Fairfax County Parkway. For 95 through Stafford, Dale City, Woodbridge, that normal stop and go. Around the Beltway, currently nothing to report. Love that. 270, just the volume. From Maryland, 95-29, BW Parkway heading down to the Beltway, quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much in the rain bucket today. It will stay warm. Clouds this morning and warm. It'll mix with some clear sky. A cloud sun mix this afternoon. A passing shower. Possibly a thunderstorm and a high near 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
70 degrees right now. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Ryan Zimmerman.
Fair ball. Right field corner.
Drives in runs, driving the Phils crazy.
Two runs will score.
Catch everything. Nationals, Phillies. The series concludes tonight at 6:30 on Masson 2. Nationals pitchers.
Strikes out 20.
The best in the NL East.
Got him looking.
Connect. Nationals, Reds. The series starts Friday night at 6:30 on Masson 2.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Trinoxid is an option that is completely private and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their high prices and insurance limitations. After years of studies, Trinoxid has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA-approved labs and packed with 17 highly potent and powerful ingredients, including the breakthrough all-natural compound ZMA-2000. Trinoxid is protected by two U.S. patents. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and our secret weapon by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now to find out how to get your free supply of Trinoxid before it runs out. Call 800-971-6763. That's 800-971-6763. Call now and we'll also give you our enhancement cream free as our gift to you. Call 800-971-6763. 1-800-971-6763.
Did you know that most real estate deals fall apart for less than 3% of the list price? Well, we have the 3% solution. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've saved our clients almost $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital, like Inova Children's Hospital. It takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together. From our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU, a bed in every room for mom or dad, to our Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital, Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
Coming up on WMAO.
We'll tell you an interesting story about how some Japanese parents disciplined their child. It didn't turn out well, but what's the most unusual way you were ever disciplined, or the most unusual way you have ever disciplined your own child?
Also, yesterday, Donald Trump held one of the most remarkable press conferences yet. By the way, Hillary Clinton, she doesn't hold press conferences at all. But we'll play it.